This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Relationships are, for some reason, it's always the beginning and the end that we remember, perhaps, because we don't get closure. Well, Imogen Whittaker's new show at the Butterfly Club may just give us some insight into why we need to finally be heard. It's called The Last Word. Imogen, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here. What motivated you to write a show about the way relationships end?
Mostly spite. I had this idea to put together just kind of an anthology and all the different last words and different ways relationships have ended, because I feel like there's such a wide range in the ways that they both start and end. And I thought it would be a really nice way to look back at my 20s and finally have the last word in a lot of arguments I didn't get to have in real life.
So, as you mentioned, it's a reflection on your mid-20s. What were your relationships like then?
I had some really good ones, and I had some ones that I could have done without. And I think I was very fortunate to experience quite a few different relationships over the past few years, especially even like with the COVID pandemic and everything. What's been good from all of them is that they've all given me a lot to write about. And so at least it's good material.
Do you go back and thank them?
If they have me unblocked, then maybe.
Yeah, when I think of my 20s and the relationship so long ago, but I think I felt like every relationship had an expiry, and I think it never went past 2 years. I think that was really long term. Part of like, bing, you're expired. That's it. It's over. And I couldn't get past it. Then things became a bit easier. But were you like that? Were they shorter in your 20s?
I had one that was about 2 years and a couple of other shorter ones. I think it was less about the actual time frame and more about what we got to experience in that period of time, probably less than an actual date per se.
Why now though? Why do you feel like you need to be heard now with, no right or reply? So that's it.
Yes.
It's not just because they're blocked. You don't want to reply, do you?
I don't really care. I had an opportunity last year through a local community theatre called Pet Productions to put on a cabaret, kind of free hall hire just to experience it. So that gave me a bit of motivation to do something like this with very few risks associated with it. And that went really well and I really loved it. And so now I'm doing it myself at the Butterfly Club for a proper season, which is really exciting.
Now it's cabaret. Is it therapeutic to have the last say in cabaret?
I think so. I think it's probably slightly cheaper than therapy, but it takes a lot more time.
I love it. You've got to invite your exes though.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a night that's just ex night?
There's not a night that's just ex night, no, but I do have a goal for the show that there will be at least somebody like tangentially related to the show every night.
I love it. We're chatting with Imogen Whittaker about her new show at the Butterfly Club. It's called The Last Word. Did you never get the last word in? Was that it?
No, I'm pretty good at getting the last word in. I just feel like it needs to be reiterated a little bit.
Lessons weren't learned.
No, they weren't. Happened?
Now, who influenced the music in the show?
Well, it's all original music, which is something I'm really proud of. Really, Sarah Bareilles, Missy Higgins, Tim Minchin, Chapel Roan, that kind of clever lyrics, a poppy sound, but also I love the fact that someone like Missy Higgins doesn't hide her Australianisms, and there's quite a bit of Australianism in the music as well.
What's the process of writing your own music like though? I mean, surely that would heal a lot of the relationships in itself.
Absolutely. There are albums worth of very sad songs that I've written about people that will never see the light of day.
Oh, you should be like Adele, just release an album.
I think even Adele's got quality checks that I should probably listen to. It is therapeutic. Often there'll be a few lines or an argument or something that I wish I had said that I didn't get to say that will become like the base of a song that I will then build around. I'm a music theatre girly at heart, so I take a lot of inspiration from the ways that music theatre songs really bring in a lot of dialogue into the music rather than making it a separate event. And so a lot of my music is very much the lyrics are quite spoken word as opposed to short and sharp.
Imagine at the end of it, like the end of this process, you've written your songs, mm-hmm. you've healed yourself, mm-hmm. you've got a show where you shout mm-hmm. it out, you have your X night. I want to come to the X night. I just want to watch the X night. That's going to be very funny. But at the end of it, you're just going to go, I'm done. Like, everything's resolved.
I look forward to the day that I have no issues in my life. I think I would be a very boring person, but I would probably be happier.
How do you expect the audience to feel after they've come along to one of your shows?
I think that there's something in there for everybody, whether or not you're in a relationship or you're not. Everybody has experienced a relationship ending of some type. And these aren't just all official relationships. You know, there's the whole situationship. There's the very small, they don't know I exist things as well. And I hope that everybody feels a bit seen and a bit heard, ironically. And I hope when I've done it for – when I did it last season and I've done a few preview nights, there's been a lot of laughter. People seem to think that it's very funny, and I hope that everybody else does as well.
When in terms of – we do remember the ends though, don't we, of our relationships, and sometimes we forget about what the rest of it was like, but we just remember the end. And you also say you remember the beginning as well. I've forgotten all the beginnings.
I love the beginnings. They're so exciting and full of hope.
And then it's all downhill from there. I love it. Now, we've got a double pass to give away today. We're going to ask you, of course, what is your breakup song? So we want you to text us 0427 569 949 or give us a call 1300 569 949 and you can see Imogen Whittaker's new show at the Butterfly Club. It's called The Last Word. You get to have the last word. Text us now. What is your breakup show? Imogen, before we let you go, I'm going to ask you, what's your breakup song? And I want you to tell us a little bit about the relationship as well.
My breakup song is called Lost the Breakup by Maisie Peters. And it really, this album came out when a relationship of mine had ended about a year or so ago. And it got very petty and very childish from their end. And I feel like this song really...
I love how you say from their end. I thought you were going to say from my end.
I am a mature person. I am all grown up. They are not. And this song, I think, really encapsulates that feeling.
So it's called Lost in the Breakup, Maisie Peters. Imogen, thank you so much for joining us today on Drive. Imogen Whittaker's show. It's called The Last Word at the Butterfly Club. For more information and for tickets, check out the Butterfly Club website. Or if you want to grab that double pass, text us I would like to know your tackiest breakup song, 0427 569 949 or 1300 569 949. Here it is, Maisie Peters.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.